People have very strong feelings about the correct approach to making a PB&J. Hint, the ingredients go on the inside by Raisa Bruner. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are a staple of American cuisine. We grow up with them served as snacks, as easy paper bag lunches, as schoolyard traditions. But as it turns out, there's something of a fervent debate that exists around just how to make the hallowed PB&J. Do you put peanut butter on both sides, with jelly in the middle, peanut butter on the bottom, then spread jelly directly on top? How about an extra slice of bread in the middle? What about skipping the jelly altogether and going for slices of banana? Or what if you mix the peanut butter and jelly together beforehand and then spread? The internet, as it happens, has extremely strong feelings on the matter. When a Twitter user going by the name of Lexi Ebensberger asked the question about the proper way to make a PB&J last week, she was just trying to settle a discussion, as her original query to the void stated. But it has since blown up, resulting in over 245,000 likes and nearly 700 comments with distinctive opinions about the good old PB&J. Of course, someone had to throw a wrench in the conversation. One seeming jokester suggested that the ingredients go outside the bread, replete with photo evidence, to the horror of the online audience. At least we can all agree that there is one way not to make a PB&J. Ultimately, the hubbub around the question just proves that there are some classics of American cuisine that may have regional or even familiar differences, but remain mainstays that can bring us all together. At Lexi Ebensberger, what is the proper way to make a PB&J? RT for bread and peanut butter, jelly on top on peanut butter, then bread. Like for bread, then peanut butter, jelly on other piece of bread, and place together. Trying to settle a discussion. Richie Tenenbaum, only one right way. At Malkio, okay, so this is what anxiety feels like. At Uncle Drew, the real debate is grape jelly or strawberry jelly. At Taryn Teal, you have this wrong. Peanut butter on both sides, then jelly in the middle. At Glenna, actually, this is the way to go if you don't want a soggy sandwich, especially if you're packing lunch for school, work. At Jason Roberts, the best way to avoid the sog is bread, peanut butter, a buffer piece of bread, then jelly on the bread. The best way to make it. At Eosti, or just skip the jelly and throw some banana slices in there. At Billiard Duncan A, bread, mix PB&J thoroughly in bowl, spread liberally on both slices of bread.